This your boy Thekka Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 277 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Sully Wright, a.k.a. Sule Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Martin Luther King, and a.k.a. the Mazda Most, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting in with my brother from another mother, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the next-door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Coach Germ in the building. What's good?
Hey, man, I posted up a little picture today, my kicks of the day. I've only worn these motherfuckers twice, and they just clean, bruh. You ever get around, you know, I know you ain't into sneakers like that, but you ever get around to getting one that you missed on and you start appreciating it even more? That's kind of how I felt today. Yeah, I know. I don't even know why I asked you, but it's the LeBron 7s, man. It's just a dope-ass shoe, man. It's a very nice shoe.
I had to look at the picture. I think them the ones I like.
Got the patent leather on the toe box. Yeah, oh, okay. You'll see.
Look at the picture.
Yeah. I'm about to say, when I said that, like, the LeBron 5s through the 8s all had patent leather, so that's not really...
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Yeah, that's not a good descriptor. But check them out, you know what I'm saying? Or you can follow me on the gram. I got the picture up. But fuck all that. Let's get into the most important segment of the show, the Coach Germ update. Hit him with the update, bruh.
Well, this week, those Gladiators... win the battle. It's a championship game, man. You know, we that stink of that little tie was still on our fucking tongue. And we stepped out on that field Monday night. Like I told my players, man, we're only here for two things, man. Kick some ass and eat some barbecue. I left my wallet at home, so ain't no damn barbecue, fellas. So we just here for one thing tonight. And that's to kick some ass. And we won that game on the first motherfucking drive, man. We took the ball down the field, went up 7-0. They came back down, scored 7-6, and that was the last time they scored. Final score, Gladiators 31-6. First title in the books, undefeated season, man. Trophy, tears, all that good shit that night, man. Like I told GQ Blue, man, I was a pussy that night, Monday night. I was crying like a motherfucker, man. And it was like tears of just years of just, man, like, that was the best feeling in the world, I think. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, man, all the hard work we put in, all the days going to practice, all the hours spent outside and coming up with game plans and this and that. That shit paid the fuck off, man. We motherfucking champions, best in the city. But it was real awesome beating Levy for the title because they were so humbled. Like, I've never seen that group, like, not just the team, not just the coaches, but they fans just sitting there stunned. Quiet, like, you had these boys practicing on Sunday, and then Monday come out, all y'all do is score 6 points. I'll be mad as fuck if I was a parent. Like, you had my man out there practicing in the cold. It was cold too Sunday, boy. Had them boys out there, and all y'all scored 6 points on Tom Brown. Like, what? Yeah, what? Like, man, it got so bad, bro. Like, in the middle of the game, like, the little field supervisor, oh, you playing 24 and 25 both ways. I said, bro, I wasn't going to play him both ways until I seen him playing his players both ways. So you can't, I said, well, you tell him to stop and I'll stop. And so then they called us at halftime. We're like, look, both of y'all stop playing y'all players both ways. If I find out you're doing it again, I'm calling the game. I'm like, damn, what you want to call the game for? Like, we up. Like, you know, it was at halftime. We was up like, it might have been like 19-6 or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We was up big, you know, at the half. So, came out, you know what I'm saying? It was like maybe 3 minutes to go, 2 minutes to go. They use all their timeouts. Referee gonna say, hey, coach, you just want to down the ball, do the victory, you want to take a knee? I said, timeout. I said, excuse me? He said, you already got the game in hand. You want to take a knee? It was 25-6. I said, nah. I said, you got to understand, referee. This team has beat me 4 years in a row. I said, I said, anybody else, I would take a knee. But them, oh, they getting this work. Call a play.
Hold on. Why the fuck is the ref telling y'all to take a knee? I guess why is he intervening like that?
That's why I just don't know, man. I just don't know. So, you know, when we got it 31-6, then they got the ball back. They went for it. You know, they had another – they went for it, four plays and out. And so when we got the ball back, it was like 20-some seconds, man. So I sent my boys out there, man, and I said, run the clock now. And we just celebrated for the last 20 seconds. Didn't even run no play, no nothing. Everybody over there just doing a little celebration and shit, man. It was fucking wonderful, man. So like I said, yeah, you know, Coach Durham cried when I was doing my little after-the-game speech and, you know, telling my parents I appreciate them sticking with me through the good and the bad. And you know, you kept bringing kids out here, you know.
What kind of cry was it? Was this like tears coming down as you're talking to? Was it you doing the stutter? Was you doing the cry stutter? Hey, bro,
it was the fucking blubbering baby, nigga. I was just like, it's like my emotions, like I just couldn't get over it, man. I was just like, listen, man, this right here. I said, guys, we started in August 22nd with one goal in mind, and that was a championship. And I was just like, here you go, right here. And then I started getting choked up, so I had to stop. Gather myself, then I started talking again, and the tears just started going. And you know, parents like, "It's all right, coach. You cry, coach. It's all right." Nah, fuck that. But so you know, I got it out, man. But that night, man, I got in the car, man. Bro, I broke down in the car, bro. Like I was just like, man, it was all worth it, bro. Like,
yeah. Hey, man. I mean, you ain't cried since you was born, so you was doing. Bruh, you was
nigga. Doing. I don't think I cried when I was born, nigga. Like that shit was. Like, I ain't cried since last year, football season, like, when my team left. Like, I ain't win title last year. I knew I was going to cry this year when we won it all. You know what I'm saying? Oh, a big fuck you goes out to Be Easy, who said I will never be shit as a coach, and you know what I'm saying? But how my ass tastes now, nigga. Ooh. Champion, bitch. Yeah, fuck that. Nah.
Wow. Well, yeah. Let me get this to the coach right here. Props for getting that W, bro. You got to retire now. Y'all don't want it all.
Nah,
it's time
man,
to hang it up, man. It's time to hang it up, man.
Let me tell you what I did, man. After we won the title, right, like the next day, I went out to the park. I seen the niggas out there cutting grass and shit. I said, y'all the one to cut the field out here where we be at? Like, you know where we practice? They're like, yeah. I said, well, I just want to let y'all know, man. You know what I'm saying? We bought the title over here. We bought the title home. They was like, for real? Oh, that's what's up. You know, so everybody like, I want them to know, like, we did this for the whole East Side, baby. We finally bought, like, this is the first time a title ever been on this side of town. You know what I'm saying? So, this is history. It was history. And, I started out, I said, my goal is to bring a title to this side of town. And I did that shit, dog. So, I'm the King of Tom Brown now, man. That's my new AKA, the King of Tom Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, my goal is to get the park renamed after myself. So, I got to stay clear of the law. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, at least give me a statue or something over there, man. Like, damn. Yeah, that's asking too much.
A statue might be a little much, bro.
I mean, damn.
It might be a little much. I mean, you know, you might have to hit somebody, you know, drunk driving or some shit, or stab somebody in a nightclub, and then you might get a statue.
But, you know.
Props to Coon Lewis. Good job, man. Props.
Appreciate it, man.
See, I got
y'all, man. All the hate I got from my own cronies. Not y'all. I'm talking to one specific person. You know what I'm saying? You know, he know who he is. You know what I'm saying? All the hate. You know, it fueled me this year, bro.
I mean, why don't you just say his name? We don't do passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah, we do name that. Yeah, Be Easy, man. All the hate, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that was in the back of my mind. Like, he almost had me doubting myself for a second. Like, maybe I'm not a good coach. Maybe I'm just like, I'm in over my head. But then I said, nah, man, believe in the system. You got a system that works. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of parents used to be like, coach, you don't think he played too technical for him? Like, nah, nigga, like, this shit's simple. But then this year, they seen this shit, same fucking playbook, nigga, I ain't changed shit. I just finally had the players to execute my vision, and look what happened. 30 points a game, defense only. I got the best defense in the city. They average like 9 points a game. Offense averaging like 29. So I mean, like, that's a winning team formula right there. But my whole thing was like that little bullshit the week before, and we come out there and kick y'all ass, that let you know that y'all couldn't even, nah, man. That's why I said we 6-0. I ain't counting no tie, nigga. You can put an asterisk on my 6-0 all you want to. I'm not counting that shit as a tie. Fuck that. Y'all niggas never with no tie.
Hey, man, props to you, brother. Props to you.
And then, look. Then it was the funniest thing to happen during the game. All right, so you know if you win the coin toss, you have to either ask if you want to defer or you want to kick or you want to receive, right?
Right.
So the coach said, I want to kick. He didn't say I want to defer. So, you know, this motherfucker ended up kicking off in the first half and the second half.
Come on, man. You ain't got to do him like that.
Bro, that shit was so funny because we trotted out our kickout team because we like, we kick out. He was like, nah, they didn't defer. Y'all get the ball. I was like, I said, excuse me? He was like, yeah. So they went out there. So I sent my kick return team out there. He was like, I'm supposed to be getting the ball back. He said, no, you didn't defer. He was like, I said I wanted to kick off. He said, exactly. You're supposed to say you wanted to defer. I said, oh, shit.
Damn. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So damn, he had to kick off both times.
Almost got me like that, but the coach says, "Oh, the refs said, excuse me, smoking these championship blunts lately."
Your ass.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, you want to defer?" I was like, "Yeah, kick off." He said, "No, you want to defer because if not, you end up kicking off." But yeah, I said, "Okay, well, we want to defer." So that was one goal. I mean, one trick I remember, and these rookie ass coaches over there didn't. And hey. And then, nigga had a nerve to tell his sister that the refs was cheating for us. Nigga, you couldn't stop my little nigga from Typha, dog.
Yeah.
Best nigga in the city, dog. Hands down. Man, God, I can't wait to one of the parents send me that footage. Like, I'm just going to send you one of his runs. Nigga, that man was amazing, bro.
Hey, man, hopefully you stick around, bro.
He 11. This is last year, man. This is last year.
Oh, damn. So next year you got to find another ringer.
Oh, I got somebody for him. I already got one in the wings, man.
That's what you got to do, bro. I ain't even mad at you for that shit. I want to talk about this. This is not on the outline. This is some shit that popped off yesterday. You know, we record this show on Wednesdays. So by the time it goes up, this might be old hat. Did you see Wendy Williams faint?
I did.
I don't think that was a faint, bro.
I don't know what that was. That shit was weird, bro.
It didn't, like... So go ahead.
I just, you know, you got a costume on, so, you know, the first thing I'm going to think is you faking. Because you stand there with the Statue of Liberty costume on all of a sudden. But you could tell the way she was talking, something went right.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? She was fucked up.
She was tripping over her words before she went into the little faint thing. But, I mean, it was just weird. Like, she might have one of them little, like, that little TV announcer had that one time when she was talking. She was like, and, like, you know, I don't know what happened, but, yeah, something happened to Wendy.
It looked like she had a little stroke.
Yeah, something.
It looked like, now usually people are not up and popping and talking after that and continuing the show, but it looked like
she finished the show after she fainted?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because she came back. There was another video. She came back and she was like, I overheated in my costume, but I'm back. And she was sitting down, so I guess they continued and did the rest of the fucking show.
She might just overheat it, had like a little heat exhaustion.
Her titties was out, bruh.
Wow.
Like, when I say that, I mean, she had her dress had a V-cut in it. So, I don't know how you overheat when your body's out.
All them lights, them hot lights and everything. You know, what kind of life she lives. She might take some drugs or something. You know what I'm saying? Who knows,
there
man?
There we go. Now we're talking.
Oh,
now
see, that's...
Now we're talking.
See, you want me to be problematic. I got you.
I'm not. I was just saying it didn't look right. It didn't look like a simple faint. And saying that you overheated doesn't make sense because I don't even watch the show. But I've seen clips where you've worn more than that. And you did the show.
Mm.
So what about a front out, back out dress makes you faint unless you got some other shit going on? I don't know. I'm speculating. But that's what our whole show is. That was my other comment. I don't watch her show, but I sat and watched to see when they would show it on the broadcast. Mm. And I don't understand that show. Have you watched it?
Come on, sorry, right? No.
You never watched it?
No.
If you never watched it, bro, it's literally her doing what we do, but it's one person.
Yes, and I've seen, like, I've watched it when Desus and Mero was on there. You know, I watched it with certain people. Like, I've never watched that and watched the whole show. Like, yeah, I watched somebody was on Wendy's show and she say something crazy or something, but I can't, it's like a hood. Like, I just can't believe Wendy Williams made it that mainstream. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy to me.
But it's different when she's got someone there, like, because it's an interview. But I'm talking about the monologue is literally her just talking to the crowd. And she'll be like, you know, and I don't know what's going on with this. She need to get herself together. They'd be like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? It's the weirdest shit to me. It's weird as fuck, man. I hope people don't think of us like that. Like, they don't watch that show, but like, yeah, y'all some chatty catties. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, we're not chatty catties. We manly men. We talk about shit that men talk about. We don't sit here and gossip. We ain't got no gossip corner on the fucking Frocast.
It's a tough sell. We just got done talking about Wendy. You just got done talking about crying. This is a tough sell to say that we're manly men.
I'm crying after I won a championship on the football field. What do you mean?
I'm just explaining.
Because, you know, like somebody on staff, they go to Starbucks now and they have their favorite kind of macchiato and they cry. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Not that. Wow.
Look, I'm just saying, for the people who may be just tuning in, you know what I'm saying, this is their first episode for whatever reason, first time tuning in.
Because they go to the incense man and, oh, you don't have the sandalwood? Oh, my God. This is just, how am I supposed, you're the only guy that sells the organic incense that I like to buy.
Wow. I mean, you're shooting early. I can't wait for my slander to come.
It's all right, man. Come on, man. I never slander you, dog.
Oh, we lying for the people who just tuned in. All right. I mean, that's what we do. Cool. I want to talk about this topic that you sent me in the link on Facebook. I just opened it. And what the fuck is this, bro? Like, why did you find this?
I send you a lot of links.
Okay, so the one you sent me, when you open up the picture, when you click on the video, it says, glass dildo holds remains of dead lover.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this company, apparently, they have come up with innovative ways to save the ashes of your, you know, dead person. One of the ways was a glass dildo with the ash in, and another one was like a box with some of their stuff on it that captures their scent. Like, wow. it's a lot of stuff, man. Just like little boxes to memory, you know what I'm saying? Little ways to remember your person, you know what I'm saying? I think that was fucking amazing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if you open your box, it's probably gonna smell like new shoes or some shit like that. It's probably gonna smell like hair grease, new shoes, and like, you know what I'm saying?
There we go. That didn't take long at all.
I'm just like, the new shoe smell. Like, if Miss Wright opened it up, she's like, oh, just that little smell of, like, you know, patchouli, you know, them earth tones, and like, you know, like gym, of course, sweat, shoes. Like, I don't know.
Did you just say my box is gonna be musty?
I didn't say musty. I'm just saying.
I think like, you just said that the nostalgia box, the memories box of me would be, yeah, well, sweat and gym, that's usually musty. I think musty shoe box is what you just said.
Because that's something that you like doing. That's the only reason why, not because you smell. Sorry, come on.
My dude just said I stink. This is amazing.
No, sorry, you are the cleanest nigga I know, bro. You take 4 showers a day. Like, I mean, come on.
It's okay, man. It's all right.
It's all right. Has a bidet in this house, people. A bidet.
I would have a bidet if I could.
You have a bidet. Don't would have nothing. You have a bidet, sorry.
Nigga, if you live in an apartment with a bidet, you're paying too much for rent. I'm going to go ahead and say that on tape right
you
now.
You own your apartment. You got one of them New York-style apartments in Texas. You own your apartment.
Okay. I didn't know that was how the story went anymore. I don't keep up with the narrative.
Sometimes. All right, has a bidet in the apartment where he keeps his shoes.
Okay. So I have a separate apartment for my shoes?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's next door to the guy that said, are you threatening me?
I see that motherfucker every day. I see him every day. And it's always weird to me because I know he's thinking about that moment.
Like, damn. Every day.
Hey, it's all right. I'm like, hey, what's going on, Hal? Nothing much. Every day I see him. Every day.
Is this the noise still going on at the same time?
No, this nigga is quiet as a church mouse now.
Oh, okay. See, well, look, you threatened him and he stopped. That's what it worked.
I would like to say on this recording, I did not threaten anyone. I am docile. I do not engage in fisticuffs. I didn't threaten this man, and I would not encourage anyone to buy this fucking box of your lover. It's some weird shit. Just let go. I kind of get the whole, like, if you have a shirt or something, you want to keep that smell. I get that. You know, if they wore perfume or cologne that you like, but everything else, this dildo with ashes, that's a little weird.
A dildo with your ashes in it, though. That's some wild shit.
That's fucked up. I don't even understand that. Like, what's the... Like, I guess it would make more sense to me if you were a woman and you had a dildo shaped like your ex-lover's shit.
It's all right. Hey, no homo, no pause. Let's get that for the wives, you know what I'm saying? Just to be like, yo, if anything ever happened to me, bam, there you go, right there.
That makes more sense something than having the ashes.
Something embellish a little bit. I'm saying, yo, embellish a little bit, though. Like, don't make it. Don't make it exact. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
So you gonna add? You gonna tell them to make it after you're gone?
Nah. I'm telling them. I'm gonna get it made while I'm still alive. But I'm gonna tell them, like, listen, man. Like, yo, man, put some extra clay right there, nigga. Like, yeah, appreciate that. Like, yeah,
but what if the missus, what if Queen starts liking the fake you more than the real you?
Hey, that's less work on me, man. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, man. Time out, bro. I want all that's supposed to be coming to me. Hey, I don't need no stand-ins.
Bro, sometimes you need help, bro.
Nah, you don't, man. Hey, no.
Sometimes you need help. Ain't nothing wrong with little assistance, man. You know, Look, it's like a fucking, when you pay your car note, you get in a car wreck, deductible, nigga. Like, yo, hey, it's taking care of the $250 to $500, you know what I'm saying? I can handle the rest, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro. Give me all that's supposed to come to me. I heard somebody, it was on YouTube, he got fucking robbed, and his deductible was $1,000. Niggas out here with $1,000 deductibles?
You know why niggas do that shit?
So they can get that low monthly.
Like, nigga, you fucking crazy. Like, did you ever get in an accident? Man, look, I didn't know when I first got my car, when I first bought a car when I was 18. I ain't know nothing about the insurance shit either, dog. So I had a $250 deductible because I was just like, I didn't know. And so my shit was high as a motherfucker. So I'm getting a fucking wreck. I'm thinking they didn't cut me a check. You know what I'm saying? For that, you know, the damage, I go to the place to get it fixed. The man was like, yeah, that's cool and all, but you got to pay this $250 deductible. I said, well, just take it out of this check. He said, no.
You paid $250, this pays for the rest.
Yeah, he said, you got to pay the $250 first. I said, excuse me? Like, I'm like, I got insurance. He was like, yeah, he was explaining, breaking it down to me. I was like, damn, I'm a dumb fuck, bro. Like,
hey, man, you don't know. I used to, you know, back when you first sign up, I think the default is $500. And I used to rock with that $500 till you need it. And then they'd be like, okay, you pay $500. Nigga, I ain't got $500 laying around to give you. Nah, bro. My deductible is low as possible. I just got renter's insurance. And he was like, you know, the deductibles are $250, $500, $750, $1,000, or $2,000. I said $250. He's like, well, if you pay $250, your rent, your monthly payment is going to be higher. I said, I understand that. $250, motherfucker. I can cover $250 if some shit happens.
I can have somebody borrow $250,
$500. I can go pawn some shit and get $250.
Yeah.
And $500 and up, that's that bullshit. Yeah. Just like this goddamn topic. This is some bullshit. Don't be getting ashes of your man.
I'm thinking about that shit, though.
Don't do that.
Because, I mean, I do want to get cremated. I don't want to get buried.
Right. But you want to haunt people with your ashes. We've discussed this before. You want to be on the mantle.
Yeah. Put me on the mantle. Like, you ain't look. I just want to be in the house. You can put me in a jar with some colorful sand and one layer be me, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
You're not going to know. They can just flush you. They can burn you. I will know.
My spirit will be alive.
Your spirit is not attached to the ashes.
My spirit is attached to my surroundings. Like, my spirit just not going to leave and go to fucking Jamaica and shit. No, nigga, my spirit going to still be where I was, man.
Heaven is not at your crib.
Heaven is not nowhere, nigga. Like, what are you talking about?
Right, it's everywhere. So when you die, you go where the fuck you gonna go? You're not gonna be in the house with no ashes. I'm not going
to heaven, nigga.
Where you going?
I'm going with the other. I'm not going to heaven. Heaven for places like my mother-in-law. You know what I'm saying? Who else? It's like certain people go to heaven. The rest of us niggas, we just go. Like, it's like a bad place. I guess it's a good place, and the rest of us niggas like in the middle, like me, you, be easy.
Come on, man, don't be put me in purgatory with you,
nigga. You hang with me, nigga. What the fuck you think, bro? Like,
nigga, I'm renouncing
all. We just gonna be in purgatory. We just gonna be in like the regular place, like
That's purgatory. Heaven is the good place. Hell is the bad place. Everywhere else is purgatory.
Okay, so we gonna be in the live spot. We'll be like, yo,
nigga, you go to purgatory by yourself. Don't be dragging me with you.
Purgatory's not bad. Do you not understand what I'm saying?
You're stuck. If you die, think about
this. We got the best of both worlds. We got the best of both worlds. We're gonna have good people and bad people, like not too bad, but bad. Then we're gonna have good but not too good. So we're gonna be like, man, I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be the best place for us, man.
I don't think that's how it works. And if you die, you're stuck in the same place where you were living. But
look, I talked to somebody the dead man told me that you wanna be in purgatory, bro. He said, that's where all the live niggas be at. He said, you don't want to be down there in hell with Hitler, Saddam Hussein, Ronald Reagan. You don't want to be down there with them niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you don't want to be up in heaven. You know what I'm saying? With Gandhi, Mother Teresa. Who else was some old?
Gandhi was an asshole, by the way.
I mean, yeah, he in heaven though.
I don't know if he's in heaven. Gandhi was a racist.
Gandhi, man, look, he can't be a racist if he never left his country. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how much people hate black people around the world?
Man, Gandhi, but he was a racist. Look, he was black. He didn't understand.
What you mean he didn't understand? He was racist against black people.
He was a racist. That's what I'm saying. He didn't understand he was black too. He ain't looking. He was thinking like, oh shit, like he ain't know he was black.
You don't get no pass for ignorance. Fuck that. He was a racist.
No, that's what I'm saying. But he saved a billion people though, man. You gotta like that nigga gotta go, bro. He gotta go.
He gotta go where?
To heaven. So okay, give me a list of five people that's in heaven. So all right. Five people. Famous. Not night. I mean, we know family members is there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know some family members is not there, but you know what I'm saying?
You know what family people what family members is not there?
My Uncle Marshall.
God damn, you actually named him.
Hey, so what? Niggas don't know him. That ain't his real name. Like, that's what we called him.
Okay. That works. Yeah. Five people that's in heaven. Shit, I don't know. I don't believe in this shit anyway.
Just come on, man. It gotta be a good look, niggas just can't die like you lived a good wholesome life and not, man, you gotta get something. So it gotta be something, man. That's all I'm saying.
When you die, that's your escape. That's it. You're done.
You got your soul, like you say, your spirit got to be in a good place. Like your spirit just can't be like, oh shit. So that's what I'm telling you. It's gonna be better to be in a place with me, like the middle, like that ain't heaven, that ain't hell. Like, we gonna be live, man. We gonna be live. It's gonna be like Earth all over again. We gonna be like,
I would like to defer to whoever makes those decisions, and not Germ. I just don't trust that Germ's gonna put me in the right spot.
That's you'll be right with me.
I don't know that that's the right spot where you're at. I don't know that that's the right place. That's all I'm saying. if there's an option to be in heaven where everything is great and everything is perfect, I don't think I would mind being there.
That's why all would you I'm want saying. To be where it's perfect?
Because it's fucking perfect. Why is that hard to understand?
Cause that's whack. It's all right. That's whack. Yeah,
I have no worries. Everything's great. That sounds pretty fucking good to me.
But just being in the middle where you get some good and bad, like,
nah,
you
can't, man.
It's all right. Tell me now. Look, this some real shit, dog. You can't really appreciate your good times unless you have bad times, right? Because if everything's good all the time, you don't really appreciate that. But when you got fucking ups and downs and downs and ups and you down for a minute and you finally come up, that shit feel good as a motherfucker, man.
I've never had $1 billion, but I know that shit would be excellent. That's
right. Have you been unemployed before, right?
Absolutely.
And now look to sometime you was unemployed to now, nigga. You could buy $200-$300 shoes every day if you want to, nigga. You rich. Think about how far you done came, so all right. Now think about it. You was like, yo, man, you right, man. This nigga turned right, man. I had some bad times, but now nigga winning, boy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I've had all those bad times when I was alive on Earth. So going to a place where all of that shit is alleviated sounds pretty fucking good to me.
But it's all right.
Sounds like a win. Before I had a job, I didn't miss work. And then I got a job and I was like, this is the bullshit. I was perfectly fine when I didn't have a job. So ignorance is bliss is how they say it. That's not ignorance is bliss because you're in heaven. You've already done the bullshit here. And you die, you get to go to someplace where everything's perfect. You get to look at motherfuckers walking around like Ravy Loso all day. That's a fucking win.
Ravy Loso gonna be down there with us.
Ravy Loso. I said people who look like Ravy Loso.
Ain't be none of them up there. Ain't
why the fuck wouldn't it be? That's perfect. Why wouldn't that be up there?
Cause that's the thing. Them people ain't live a good life. You gotta understand. It's all right. You gonna have a bunch of like, man, I'm telling you, bro, it's gonna be live. But you might as well stay with us. All right.
I'm good, man. If you could take me to heaven, where it's women walking around Michael looking like Ravy Loso.
Michael Jackson gonna be down there with us. Like, look.
I'm not worried about that shit. I don't give a fuck about.
Michael Jackson in heaven is where Michael Jackson at?
Hey man, Michael Jackson allegedly touched them kids.
So where he at? So where he at?
That doesn't sound like a heavenly life.
Okay, so is he in with us or he down there with the bad guys?
He might be with y'all or down there with the bad guys. I don't know. I don't make that decision.
What about Prince?
Prince allegedly took drugs, right? Hey. Fucked a lot of women.
Hey.
That sounds like he's not in heaven, according to the book.
What about Martin Luther King?
Martin Luther King had some side chicks.
So where he at?
He apparently's not in heaven.
Oh, sit.
I'm not going to heaven. Look, I'm not going to heaven. I'm not going to heaven to kick it with other people. Fuck y'all. I'm going to heaven to be in the perfect place. I don't give a shit about the music. I don't give a shit about who's there kicking it with me and giving me daps. I'm in heaven. Fuck y'all niggas. I left when I left.
Short T would go to heaven.
Short T probably would go to heaven.
Short T would be in heaven. Be so easy. Come on.
We have a dope ass website in heaven.
Yeah, Short T would be goddamn podcasting and writing about R&B music and movies and shit. Like, Short T would go to heaven. Be easy. I come back to him. GQ Blue, questionable. He wouldn't be in heaven. I don't think
why
GQ Blue.
Why wouldn't he be in heaven?
GQ Blue know us. GQ Blue know us, so.
See, but that's you dragging people down, man, by association.
It's not, no, I'm not, no, I'm just saying, man. It's a reason why we all hang around each other, man, because we all, like, you know what I'm saying?
Because we get paid well for NappyAfro.com.
GQ, he like, okay, I'm going to tell you, GQ between the two right now. He between the two. Like, we keep pulling him down with us, but it's something that's pulling him up there. So GQ almost there. So GQ, he closer to going to heaven. If you know what I'm saying. Short T in, GQ, he teetering. Let's see. Rick James, bitch, he down there with us.
Who is this us? I'm not, look, I'm in heaven.
All right. Come on, man.
I'm going to heaven.
You know what it is.
On my deathbed, nigga, I'm denouncing everybody. I don't give a shit. Everybody's gone.
That's what's gonna get you down there. That's what's gonna get you down there. I'm like, yo, that was some shady shit that nigga did. It was like,
if my choice is on going to heaven by saying I don't know you niggas or stuck in the middle,
that's gonna be a test. Heaven might let you in if you be like, you know what, you know my heart, I really want to be here.
That's how it goes.
That's what you got to say. But if you go out there and sell out on us, or you coming down there with us, man?
Nigga, if my options are to sell out and live in eternal perfect happiness, or to be stuck in the same place I just left, nigga, you could call me White Right Saul. I'm done. Wow. I'm out of here for perfect shit. Perfect, yeah. Never having any needs, wants, pains.
Hey, look, you gonna have no Jordans, cause Michael Jordan damn sure ain't gonna be there, so ain't gonna be no Jordans.
I don't need no fucking shoes. I'm in heaven.
Starberries, huh?
I don't need shoes. I'm in heaven.
You gotta have shoes, man.
What, you gotta walk on clouds? You need shoes to walk on clouds?
Oh, the heavy shoes probably gonna be some ugly ass shoes. That's what's gonna be the you have to wear the Monarchs or some shit like that, or some double straps.
It can be ugly if it's in heaven and everything's perfect. It's not how it works.
It's just a perfect shoe to get around in heaven, which is gonna be like, you probably don't even need shoes. They're probably, nah, you don't even need shoes.
Exactly. See, now you see what I'm saying.
Y'all can walk around naked in heaven. Nah, that's cool. I don't want that. Yeah.
That sounds perfect. If I'm perfect, that means I got abs and shit in heaven. I got abs. That's a win. I'm going to heaven if I get abs. That's the trade-off. If it's kicking it with you niggas and listening to Michael Jackson, or getting abs and going to heaven and looking at people that look like Ravy Loso, I'm going to heaven. Ain't no discussion. Ain't no discussion. I know some people who ain't going to heaven. These strangers fucking on the Delta flight.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, they weren't fucking.
They weren't fucking. It was a form of sex.
Strangers caught in a sex act on Delta flight could face felony charges. So apparently these two people just met before the flight. That's how the story goes.
Yep.
They just met. Somebody had that game. He showed her what that mouth do. So she showed him what her mouth do. Apparently, you know what I'm saying, he got the gift of gab. And talked her into a little fellatio on the flight. Right in the seat. They didn't even go to the bathroom. In the goddamn seat. She just bent over and went for it. How did they think they was going to play it off?
I think, did he try to cover her head up with a god doggone cover or something?
It doesn't even matter. There's no way you thought you could. And here's the rub. He was 28. She was 48.
Ooh,
ooh. So he spent that game on her. Next thing you know, she done pulled the dentures out and went for it. And got caught right there in the goddamn seat. They probably didn't have no class. They was probably sitting right in the front of the plane.
And it was like a night flight. They turned the lights off on the plane at nighttime?
Yep. Early morning and at night, they turned the lights off.
Oh, man. So, shit. Nigga, you could have. It probably was somebody sitting right beside him, mad. Like, damn, this girl, she going to town. I got to tell. And what would you do, Sarah? You sitting on the plane, somebody getting necked off.
Nigga, I'm probably asleep before that happens. So as long as ain't nobody slobbing on me and no elbows, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care. I'm asleep. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. As long as you're not stabbing me or disturbing my sleep, I don't give a shit.
All right, then. Hey.
What about you? What would you do?
Well, I put a phone out and Snapchat this shit. I'd be like,
Jay, you probably do some shit like in school. Hey, you better get me too while I'm telling.
No. I'm not that kind of nigga. But I just record it. I just be like, yo, look at these niggas, man. They're wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not going to snitch. I'm just going to record this shit and try to go viral.
They said they were both in their seats. The man was flying to Detroit to catch a connecting flight to Miami, and the woman was going to catch a connecting flight to Nashville. So they weren't even going to the same place. But they must have had that conversation. Must have been on point to where she was like, "You know what? Go ahead, and pull it out, bro. That's that conversation for your ass." I don't know, bro. Maybe it's the gray sweatpants. It's gray sweatpants season, right? Ain't that what they're saying?
A nigga pull it out. Hey, easy access for the ladies, bro. Niggas, keep your balls fresh, man. You never know when you might get surprised with some fucking free toppy. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta have the fresh balls. Unless the girls like that shit. I mean, yeah, unless the girls like that. Some girls like sweaty nuts, I hear. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they like that shit. So
didn't know this is where the show was going.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just we gotta get a young niggas advice, all right. We'll be wrong to lead the young niggas on a path where they don't know no better. You know what I'm saying? Get waxed if you want to. Get that shit out of there. You know what I'm saying? What? You know. Yes, man.
Hold on, bro. Wait. Are we telling people, number one, that this is advice that you may need to keep your balls clean? First of all, that's a problem.
It's all right. These niggas don't know they ain't got no daddies, man. Come on, it's all right. We talking about a generation that don't got daddies raised by women, bro.
You think women are raising kids and not telling them to wash their nuts?
Man, it's different when you hear it from a man.
Yeah, so it's a problem with a man, with a grown ass man.
They be like, "See, I be trying to tell him. He just need to hear it from a man." Like they just, you know what I'm saying? It's different. It's just like when you know, you tell your kids something, and then when somebody else tells you, like, "See, that's what I've been trying to tell him," and that resonates with him. But it's funny like that.
I have my father. He's been in my life my entire life. He never had to tell me to wash my nuts. Just don't understand what part of the conversation. Where are you? Where your nuts get that bad? Where your father got to say, "Hey, wash your balls, bro."
Hey, man. Kids are fucking... Man, listen, man. I'm telling you, man. Little boys, man, they get to an age where they don't like taking baths, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you ever been a little boy before that didn't like taking a bath, but I'm pretty sure Young Saw Right probably took 2 baths a day. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, sometimes little boys, they go in there, play the trick like they took a bath, and I be like... You know, luckily my son never won one that he'll wash, like, in 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man. Take your fucking ass back in there and wash. Like, you only been there. But, you know, look, little kids do not wash, though, bro. Like, I coach football, and these motherfuckers come to practice, I mean, smelling like a fucking patty melt from the Waffle House, my nigga. And I'm just like, God damn. Like, yo, that shit just be like, you don't understand. Like, that shit hit you in your fucking face, and you just like, hey, y'all need to wash. Like, come on, man. Like, y'all wear deodorant. Like, y'all at this age, like, I don't know why y'all parents ain't got, all y'all should be on the stick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they say once you get little boys deodorant, they got to keep wearing it. Well, of course, that's life. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need deodorant, you need to wear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, please. Dude, like, the little kids stink, bro. Like, I'm telling you, man.
I don't have a problem with that. I understand that logic. But specifically washing your nuts is a conversation that has to happen in your house. I guess, you know, fellas, if this is what y'all got to do, at least go in the bathroom. If y'all going, you know, if you trying to join the Mile High Club or something. But no, I was talking about the fucking on the
bike. Oh, yeah, man.
There's no substitute for washing your ass.
How big is these bathrooms on the plane? I ain't been on an airplane in a long time, so, you know.
I'm a big guy, so I haven't been in an airplane bathroom in probably 20 years, so I have no idea. I refuse to go. As a matter of fact, I go to the bathroom before I leave the house to catch a flight. I go to the bathroom again at the airport, and that's it. I don't even test the bathrooms on the plane.
So I couldn't even take my high blood pressure medicine and fly on the plane, because that shit make you pee at least 6 times a day, bro.
Probably wouldn't be a good idea, man. I mean, you know, unless you're cool with that. If you're a regular sized nigga, I guess. But them motherfuckers look mighty small to be in there trying to piss and shit. And people go in the airplane bathroom and blow it up. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God. See, that right there, man, it pissed me off, man. Like, because I hate people to shit in public bathrooms, bro. Like, I really do, bro.
I don't know what these people be eating.
But you gotta know. Just like, what the fuck? Like, you a nasty motherfucker. You shit in the public bathroom.
You gotta know. You gotta know that the fucking pterodactyl you ate the night before ain't gonna smell right coming out. You can at least save that shit for your own house. There's a special place in hell for people who shit in public bathrooms and for motherfuckers who leave their underwear in public bathrooms. I've seen that shit before.
Oh my God, man.
And for people who reheat fish in the company microwave.
Oh my God.
There's a special place in hell for all of y'all.
And the people that back in handicapped parking spaces. Like, I'd be like, how the fuck you back? You handicapped, but you backing in the parking spot? Like, hell nah, nigga. Like, nah, bro. Your shit's supposed to be crooked on that line and shit. You ain't supposed to be backing in with a handicap thing. Like, oh, hell nah.
Like I said, I'm a big dude. I make a habit of using the handicap stall in the bathroom. And one day I came out and there was a dude sitting there and he had crutches. So immediately I felt like an asshole because he was waiting on me. But then I looked down and he had a cast on his foot. I was like, oh, nigga, go ahead. You ain't handicapped. I felt okay at that point. But I felt like an asshole for like 3 brief seconds. I was like, fuck. This nigga got a hold of it. He might pee on himself because of me. But nah, nigga, you just injured. You ain't handicapped. Get your punk ass in there. Just thought I'd share that story with y'all. That's also where I saw the underwear on the side of the toilet. That bathroom was in shambles.
Hey, one time when I worked at Sam's Club, man, some old man, it went in the bathroom, apparently shitted itself, bro. I mean, this nigga got shit up the wall, shit in the next stall. Like, shit was everywhere. This shit was amazing, bro. Like, I was just like, oh, my God. Then he had threw the underwear in the fucking trash can. I was just like, yo, this is a nasty motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know how you get shit everywhere else. Like, you know.
I said, how did he get it up the wall, though, bro? That's what I was
like. The nigga was mad. He's like, fuck it, this got to go somewhere. I got a whole turd. I can't just put it in the toilet. I got to wipe it on the walls.
Yeah, it was like bad grandpa, bro. Like, I really seen some shit like that. That's when I seen that shit. I was like, yo, bro, I've seen an old person shit like that. Like, so
this whole show is disgusting. I feel like I should just... I'm going to go ahead and add to it. I mean, we're already down this path. I don't know if I shared this last week or not. It might have been after we recorded the show. I went to the Container Store to buy something. And, you know, if you ever been to Container Stores, like... 2520 Utopia. If you don't know what 2520 is, I'll tell you later. So I walk up in the bathroom, you know, and these nice bathrooms, there's one stall and there's one urinal. And I walked in and the urinal's there and I see a dude's whole ass.
Oh my God.
Pants on the ground, pissing. I said, bruh, you could go in the stall with that shit? Whole ass out. I should have took a picture and sent it to you just to ruin your day like my day was ruined. But he had special needs, and I didn't want to be an asshole. But I will talk about it on the public show that everybody can listen to on the radio, and I'm not going to say his name. Have you ever walked in and seen a whole ass?
Yes.
It ruins your day, bro. It
fucks you up. Like, nigga, I've seen, man, that shit is horrible, man. That shit is horrible. Like, bro, I'm telling you, 2 times, just random ass we run up on. Like, that shit fucked up. Old people, like, walked into the bathroom one day, this old man sitting there pissing, pants around the ankle, ass out. I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, yo, this shit's so uncomfortable. Like, I just walked right back out. I was like, oh, hell nah. Like, I'm not finna be in here for that. You know what I'm saying? Then, one time, I was at my mom, my wife's house, and then her mother called me, like, was like, yo, could you go help the lady next door? Her husband fell. You know, he needed to be picked up. So I'm thinking I'm about to go run in up on the man. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, the nigga got this nigga butt ass naked. And the guy, I'm just like, what the fuck, man? Like, yo. And he was a big ass nigga. He fell on the ground and couldn't get up, man. I was just like, yo, man, that's just the first time I ever met you. You butt ass naked. And I'm sitting here, got to pick you up. You fell down in the bathroom. And I'm just like, yo, this shit. God damn, man. Like, this shit was fucking...
Put your pants on first and then I'll help you up.
Nah, right? It was just like...
Nah, man, that's like... what you should have told him. Put your pants on first and then I'll help you up. What the fuck you mean?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Why ain't nobody put his damn drawers on him, man? Like, come on, man. Like, have some dignity, man. I'm like, yo, put me some pants on, man. Like, you got some stranger walking up on me. Like, wait, no.
So, wait, you didn't tell him that?
No, sir, right?
Wait, so shocked. you just picked this nigga up? When it's dangling and swangling.
Bruh, nigga, that shit was so embarrassing, bruh. Like, nigga, I walked back home. Look, then it was like the walk of shame because I had to walk back up the street after it happened, nigga. I was just like, I was just like, yo, I got home. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell Doc come here right now to ask what I told you, man. Because I was just like, I said, man, your mama just set me up, man. Like, I was just like, she was like, what happened? I said, that man that fell down, I went and picked him up. He was butt ass naked. She was like, what? I was like, man, that's your.
God damn, man. Nah, he would have had to put the pants on first. All the night, you got to pull your goddamn pants up, G. Somebody got to pull your pants up, man.
He had no, nigga, he was stark naked, nigga, no pants.
Why? No. What was he doing?
I don't know if he was on the toilet and fell, or was in the shower and fell, or whatever and fell, but he was butt-ass naked in the bathroom on the floor, nigga, face down. Couldn't even walk. So as soon as I walk around, I just see a man laid on the ground, ass. I was just like, oh, shit.
Nah, bro. I would have had to call the paramedics. I'm not.
He was fat as shit, too, man. He was fat as shit, man. I'm talking about
sometimes niggas get fat, but you still got to get the paramedics sent to
him. I don't know if he was paralyzed. I don't know what was going on, man.
But nigga, you proceeded legs to bend down and help this
Hey, bro, I was, man, that shit was just like, man, I just blacked out and went to another place and just, you know, helped them up and did whatever. That shit was like awkward as fuck, man. Like, I was just like, yo. Like,
that might get you in heaven alone. That might get you in heaven.
Nah, because I'm sitting here talking about it, going to get me out of there.
And
I'm
like, that might be enough. You still helped him. That might be enough to get you into heaven, bro. That might be enough, man. I don't know the rules. You know, whoever wrote this book, they stole it a couple times. They rehashed it. I don't know what's in the book that's real. But I'm just saying, if there's going to be a place to go helping a naked man up from the ground when he couldn't help himself, That's got to be close. You got on here, New York City strippers are on strike?
Yep.
There's a stripper strike.
It's a stripper strike in New York City.
Is there a union?
I guess they have Unity.
So
Unity. So, but I think Mano is kind of leading the charge because he is, you know what I'm saying, letting them, you know, He's getting organized. Like, they are very organized.
I need more backstory. What the fuck? Why are they on strike?
Okay. The strippers are on strike because people like have like Aisha Diaz and Winnie Munoz and Millie Mucho. You know, all them girls we follow on Instagram that work at Club Lust and all these strip clubs. But these girls are bartenders.
I love how you throw me under the bus with everything you're doing. I don't follow these women.
I didn't say anything.
I don't know these women.
When I say we, I'm talking about Nappy Afro. I'm not talking about individuals. You know what I'm saying? People, since All Right wants to be so technical.
I'm going to heaven. That's all I'm saying. But go ahead.
All Right's trying to really get in heaven now. He's brown nose. He's All Right is a brown nose people. You see what he's doing, right? Now he's thinking he's going to get in heaven. Now he wants to clear up everything. But anyway, these girls are bartenders, and I did air quotes over bartenders because they're not licensed bartenders. Oh. And they are bottle girls serving drinks, and they are allowed to get tips. Like, they can sit there and dance, and niggas can throw money on them. And, you know what I'm saying? They're not dancers, but they're not strippers. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you making all this money, and, you know, we stripping up here, and the niggas are spending, you know, money on you. They're allowing them to, you know, get rained on and all that, so the money not coming up here when they not even registered bartenders. So strippers have a valid claim, and so they on strike. And so there's no stripping in New York. No strippers.
So you're telling me that strippers are mad because somebody else is getting money while they're still getting money for doing less of the naked work and more of the work. So somebody is bringing a drink, and they could twerk a little bit, keep their clothes on, and get some extra money?
Yeah, but they be, you know, they be dressed up, yeah. And then, you know, niggas, they can sit down all night with niggas, and niggas can sit there and, you know, like, you know what the girls be doing, man. You see the video, sorry, right?
That sounds like hating.
It's not hate. If you at a strip club, like, it's not hate. It's like they want equal, like, the girls are getting, you know, they need to cap off some money. Like, you come to the strip club to see strippers, and we're stripping, but y'all spending all the monies with the bottle girls, you know what I'm saying? Like,
then become a bottle girl.
But that's not my craft. My art is I strip, my nigga. Like, I like making, you know what I'm saying? I like sliding down that pole and doing this and doing that. That's the art. I'm respecting the art.
No, the fuck you're not. Put your clit away. Go grab a bottle with some sparklers on it. Shake a little butt cheek and get money. I don't understand. This is hating.
This hate, sorry.
This is hating. You mad at the chicks who are getting money for serving drinks, for carrying a bottle and getting sparklers, and sitting on a nigga lap and getting paid, and you're mad at her because you on stage sweating butt naked. That sounds like hate.
Yeah, man, that's a...
If the dude is over there and he's paying them extra for bringing them a bottle, then he didn't come there for the strippers anyway. He came there for the bottle and to be seen. So let him spend his money where he want to spend it. You worry about the nigga that's on the front row giving you checks. That's who you worry about. Worry about yourself.
So what they saying is, the bartenders be dancing and stuff too, just like strip. I guess.
So, but see, change your hustle.
But then they said the bartenders don't have to. They don't have to they don't have to pay the same fee that a stripper pay either. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to share their tips because of some rule, so they can keep all their money. It's some shit they want the rules to be fair. You know what I'm saying? Is what they saying, man?
Or all of you can become bottle girls. It sounds like they just found a loophole in the system, and you're mad at them. So okay, what they're saying is that the strippers got to pay like the $250 license fee or whatever the fuck it is. The little bottle girls don't.
Yep.
And then the bottle girls get to make money, and the strippers make money, but the bottle girls get to make money and not spend as much money.
And then you have to pay, they have to pay their daily little whatever rent. You know, they got to pay a certain amount every week for the job, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. for the night. Like, yo, I got to pay X amount of dollars, whatever, right. You know, that the bartenders don't have to do that. So basically, this is what at you, Frenchie, that's Y-O-O. Frenchie, 2 Y's. She was like, it's sad that I really can't tell who's the bartenders or dancers in this picture. Dancers are not trying to go against bartenders. I do not promote hate, especially towards women, because we supposed to stand together. We run the fucking club. She said, but when your job is to serve drinks and mine is to dance, why does it look like we have the same job? We don't want to hate or compete or even complain. We just want to do our jobs without the cock blocking. You know what I'm saying? New York stripper strike, strippers of New York City. Hashtag sad, hashtag NYC.
But there's a difference, right? Like, maybe these are gentlemen's club. Maybe that's where I'm getting get confused. But I know a stripper and I know a bottle girl. And a stripper is butt ass naked. And I can see where she started. You understand what I'm saying? The bottle girl got a bottle and she got on a little outfit. And just because she sit on a nigga lap or she shake his hand or some shit, and you decide to give her some extra money, she's not the stripper. So there's going to come a point, there's a tipping point, where you're like, okay, baby, let me see that nipple or some shit. Now you need to take your ass to the stage, because that's not what...
But look, though, you can't get naked in New York City.
Well, then all of y'all niggas need to stop going to strip club anyway. This sounds like some bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. So now look at it like them girls be dressed up just like the strippers. You know what I'm saying? They don't get naked in New York. So it's just like, I think that... You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's not fast, all right.
I wouldn't go, first of all, if you're visiting strip clubs in New York, it sounds like you're losing.
Yeah, like, that's not the lick, you know what I'm saying?
There's no reason for me to go to New York, bro.
I told you, man, I just want to meet P.O. and that's it, man. Like, that's the only reason why I go to New York, P.O.'s there.
Cedric and Cedar and that's it, and then I'm out.
I wouldn't even go there. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta go where hip hop started, bro. You gotta go. We're fucking music podcast, man.
Okay, that's cool, but I'm rather go see P.O. I know Baby. I know fucking Baby, my man. That's wherever he is, his little hookah shop. I'm gonna go there and meet him.
God damn, man. Yeah, it sounds like New York. Y'all losing. Y'all need to come to some of these other strip clubs. Take you to the Pink Slip in St. Louis. Shout out to the Pink Slip. Come down here to that strip club. I don't even know the name of it, but I got molested in the strip club. Whoa. Here in Austin, Texas.
Whoa.
I'm not complaining. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Not molested complaining. Just sound like a bad word. Like, I don't think you use molest in any good way, so all right.
No, that's how you take it. I was molested and I was okay with it. I was groped, fondled. It wasn't expected. It wasn't invited, but I appreciate you. Thank you. So that's the other topic. I don't know how we're gonna segue from this to this, so we just won't. We'll just say it. Burger emoji debate: cheese on top or cheese under?
Yeah. What? So basically, what's going on is everybody has a different emoji for the cheeseburger, right? Apple has the cheese. What is it? Cheese on top. Android has the cheese on bottom. But then they got the lettuce or whatever. It was just a debate going on last week. So, all right. But my question for you is, all right, do you like your toppings on top of the burger, or do you like your toppings under the burger?
Both.
What you mean both?
The pickles can go on the bottom. The ketchup can go on the bottom. The cheese and the bacon go on top. That's how that shit works, goddammit.
The only thing I put on both sides is mayonnaise. So I put mayonnaise on my top.
Who eats mayonnaise, bruh?
I put mayonnaise on my top bun, mayonnaise on my bottom bun, pause. And then I put meat, if I eat cheese, cheese and toppings. Like, ain't nothing on the bottom. Like, I don't want, you know.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's all going to the same place, so I don't really give a fuck. Yeah,
but, you know, when you bite it, man, it's just like, you know.
Yeah, really so but you like, do you like messy burgers?
Yes.
I hate messy food. I hate it.
Oh, them to be the best ones, bro. Like, I'm a messy burger person. Like, I want paws. I want that shit on my face. You know what I'm saying?
I know if a paws works in that situation, but we're going to go with it. I'm trying to look at this emoji now. This is some kind of burger. The cheese is on top. It's an Android phone. The cheese is on top. I got one of those little aftermarket keyboards. Cheese is on top. Cheese is supposed to go on top.
Cheese supposed to go on top. I get that. If I get cheese, I want it on top.
What do you mean, if you get cheese? You get burgers with no cheese?
Hell yeah, nigga. I don't never get cheese on my burger. I mean, because it just, man, like, let me tell you one time, dog, man, I used to always get cheese on my burger. Then one day, I fucked around and got I ain't had enough money to get cheese for my Whopper that day, and I got it without cheese, nigga, and I was just like, damn, that shit was good as a motherfucker. Like, it was better without the cheese, bro. So I was just like,
this is sacrilege. That's sacrilege, bro. There's no burger with no cheese or burger with no bacon is bullshit. Those are requirements. So all you motherfuckers out here that's fucking with Whataburger, I don't know how you're getting this shit without cheese and bacon.
I don't get. Yeah, man. I normally never get that. Cause man, people like with bacon, man. Like I like bacon on my burger, but they just like they overcharge for it. So I'm like, I'm good without bacon, man. Like I'm good, man. Like
this is true. I don't know why the bacon costs so much when you go out.
Yeah, niggas be like, for two pieces is $2. I'm like, nigga, fuck y'all, niggas. Like, how much extra for bacon? $1. Whoa, one slice of two. They actually were like one slice. Yeah. Like, why would I just get one piece of bacon on my burger? So I got to pay 80 more cents for two pieces of bacon? Like, come on, man.
I don't like how they give you that look when you say extra bacon. Like, there's a stigma. I mean, first of all, I'm a big nigga anyway. So, okay, fat nigga, that's what you want. But still, why you have to judge me when I ask for extra bacon? Like, I get Jack in the Box. I get the French toast platter, and it comes with bacon or sausage. I say bacon, but let me get extra bacon. They be like, oh, you want bacon with extra bacon? Oh, yeah, motherfucker. Give me extra bacon. Why is it a problem?
Bring that shit up, fuck boy.
Like they don't like either you don't know how to do it, or my order is so outrageous. You're like, whoa, extra bacon? The fuck is that shit, man? Put the bacon on that shit. First, bacon minimum needs to be five strips of bacon.
Four strips, man. It's four. I think a serving of bacon should be four strips.
I can go with four. I definitely can't rock with two.
Two is bullshit. Like two, you gotta have shit, three, you gotta have thick bacon if you're giving me two. Pause.
Yeah, and it's gotta be actual bacon. Don't give me the bacon ends.
Yeah, don't give
me
that fucking that little shit tastes like fat back. Like nigga, don't even taste it. You can't even taste the bacon. That cheap ass bacon you fried. You're like, nigga, this shit fat back. This ain't no motherfucking bacon. Like that's why I only buy straight up the Saul Wright's. That Wright's bacon, boy, that's the best bacon in the motherfucking world, nigga.
Nigga, that shit is old. And it'd be like $1. I went in there one day and Walmart had that shit for hella cheap. It was like $1.50 a pack. I got like 8 packs of bacon, nigga. I was like, let me get all this shit.
Yes, sir, boy. I went to Sam's, man. When I go to Sam's, boy, I buy that motherfucking big ass, thick ass brick of bacon, nigga. I'm like, yes, sir.
That shit is on point, bro. Yeah, I can go with four. I know the two is the bullshit. And I remember Hardee's had or Carl's Jr., depending on where you at, they had a bacon extreme sandwich that had bacon strips and had like a bacon sauce and it had bacon bits, but the bacon that they had on there was just like fat. I was like, nah, y'all cheating, man. This is the leftover bacon shit. Don't do that shit, bro. Again, another segue that doesn't really make sense. I don't know why this question is on here. I'm going to ask it. This germ put this on the outline, goddammit. is it weird to have butt play with a woman?
Yeah, because, you know, the whole little DJ Envy thing that went on that we forgot to talk about last week. But then it got me thinking, like, you know what I'm saying? So it was rumors that
DJ Envy.
Yeah, DJ Envy, he was, like, trying to get, you know what I'm saying, some woman, you know what I'm saying? They had some text messages about him, like, getting plugged in the butt with the 9.5-inch dildo and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was asking the girl to do it. So it got me wondering, if you're doing this with a girl, is that odd?
I mean, if that's what you get down to, that's what you get down to. Like, are you asking, is this gay? Is that the question?
I'm not asking, is it gay? Because it's not gay, because it's right. With a woman. But
right.
Like, you, I don't think you can get plugged in your butt with a strap-on that's shaped like a penis. I think that's gay. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get somebody stroking you in your butt, it can't be nothing that's shaped like a penis. Like, nah.
Based on what? Because of what?
I mean, what you mean? Like, if you get a toy, it can't be shaped like a penis, is what I'm saying.
Why? Like, that's the least of your concerns at this point,
yeah,
right?
Like, I'm just saying, if you want to, you just, it has to be, it can't be shaped like a penis. Like, I think that
you
would
be. You keep saying it, but I don't understand why that's the breaking point.
Because, that would be the break. Like, since I'm trying to be more progressive in 2017, I'm trying to open my mind up and, you know what I'm saying, see. But you know what I'm saying, both sides, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Jesus. Maybe like it'd be acceptable as long as the thing ain't shaped like a penis, is all I'm saying. Like if you wanna like a little mouse or whatever they call them, little small one, a bullet or something, if you wanna get a bullet stuck up in you, I think that should be okay as a woman doing that. You know what I'm saying? What you think, Doc?
About what?
Subject we just came on in. Great, you came perfect timing. Butt play between a man and a woman. If a woman, like DJ Envy, he got a, you know, screenshot about him asking some girl to stick a dildo in his butt or whatever like that. I said, you know, being progressive that I am, you know what I'm saying, it's okay as long as the toy is not shaped like a penis.
What kind of stimulation is that?
See, that's the same thing I said.
I'm just saying, if
I'm concerned because you don't give a little too much thought to this.
No, I had to, it was on the show outline, man. Sorry, okay, I came up with a great topic. And
wow. Wow. All right.
And so I was saying to be progressive, and you know,
to be progressive, you should say it shouldn't matter. It can be shaped like anything he wants to be shaped, like a dolphin, a dick, whatever.
But I'm saying, like, for me to think, like, you know, it was like, man, I don't know.
Nothing against anybody liking what they like, but hey, that sounds like your man is bi or gay or something.
But yeah, exactly. Like, that's,
so,
what,
I mean, that
if that's what I would think. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I'm thinking, if it was shaped like a penis, then that means you're like, you know what I'm saying, you're like to feel
you like anything in there. That's what that means. When you're requesting somebody to insert,
but if you're asking a woman to do that, though, is that
it? Don't matter. I know niggas who got women who put on strap-ons and fuck their man. But that don't sound like that's a man that I want to have. I mean, people do what they do, and that's fine. But, you know, me personally, you can't ask me to do no shit like that. And we still be together. No. So, it's all right. You down for this action, too?
Fuck no! No, but what I'm saying is that I don't understand why that's the breaking point. Whether it's shaped like a dick or if it's shaped like a fucking bat, I don't know why it being shaped like a dick makes it a different thing. If that's how that couple gets down and that's on them, it's not really for my acceptance anyway. But I don't know why you would look at it differently. Hold on. You trying to tell me it was shaped like a dick? Nah, nigga, that's fucked up. That, I don't understand why that's the breaking point.
I don't either. Elaborate, sir.
I mean, like I said, that's why I would say that would just make it weird. That's like, if you got it shaped like a penis, is all I'm saying. Like, you know, if you already got a woman doing it, that's a strange request, is what I'm saying. It's strange. But I would think, like, you know, if the woman was going to be down for her man, as long as it wasn't shaped like no thing, you know, it wouldn't be a problem, is all I'm saying.
So you're fine with a bumpy corn cob going in the dude's ass. But once it's shaped like a dick, once it's got balls and a head, you're like, hold on, bro, hold on. That's what does it for you? That's what makes it off limits?
I mean, that would make it too far in my book. Like, whoa, like, yo, bro, you
got. So as long as he's telling you he got stabbed with a spiked goddamn carrot, you cool. It's a bumpy carrot going in his ass, you're fine. But once he tell you that it was a dick, you're like, hold on, bro. We can't have this conversation.
Yeah, that's when conversation over, bro. Like, you know what?
Conversation for me is over when you said, so I had her put on. That's it. That's the end of the conversation. I don't want to know that you got rammed in the ass. That's the end of the conversation for me. I don't want to be that close to any of my boys. None of them. None of them. Just like I said last week, when I said if my wife licked my ass, is the end of that relationship. The moment my nigga tell me that his girl did something to his ass, that's the end of the conversation for me too. I don't want to know you that well. I don't. You can share all the other details with me.
Eating ass.
Mm.
That's the end of the conversation there. I don't want that. But don't. If y'all a married couple and that's how y'all get down, then hey, do what you do. But don't tell
why
me
you
about
gotta get married
it.
To get an ass.
No, you don't have to. That was the stipulation I said. I said if you're a married couple and that's how you get down, then do what you do.
Okay.
I don't tell me about it. I don't give a shit. Don't tell me about it. They say that the marriage bed is undefiled. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah. That's how it goes.
So there you go. Jerm, did you tell her about the other topic that we had?
Something else about somebody ass.
No, this is a special holistic topic. We're okay, talking about heaven.
As we now you sticking stuff in the rump. I don't understand, but what y'all fascination is with it. That's what's hot in the streets now, because I don't know.
This is what happens when you hang out with Jerm. It's a perfect segue. So the conversation was there's heaven, there's hell. And then there's a part in between that, as Jerm describes it, it's not quite purgatory. My understanding is that that's purgatory.
Yeah, so, that's what it's called.
So why is it called purgatory? That's purgatory seems like a bad place.
Shit, we living in a bad place right now.
Okay.
So Jerm thinks that if you die and you get to come back to this place as a spirit, that's the win. Because you're not in a bad place like hell, and you're not heaven where it's all boring and shit. This would be the perfect place to hang out. Do you agree with that?
And where's the place?
The middle.
Here, purgatory.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
You want to go to heaven, right?
Yes, you want to go to heaven. Like, your soul is not at rest in purgatory.
He thinks that this is better because everything's not perfect and you get to party and kick it and do this shit here, but you're not in hell where you're in pain. So he thinks here, purgatory is the win.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because think of all the people that's going to be down in purgatory with you.
I wouldn't want to be with them.
See, that's exactly what I said, bro.
You have Michael Jackson, Prince.
Really?
Martin Luther King.
That's what we're going for?
Martin Luther King.
So what's Martin Luther King doing in this purgatory?
Martin Luther King wasn't no saint.
You don't know what these people did when they was in their last breath.
What you mean? So you can't. Oh, so you're telling me I can go in my last breath and I'm just all good? Is that what you're telling me?
God,
so I can do
heart,
what I want to do?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say. Nigga. Oh, all right. Martin Luther King, man. He was. You know, he has.
I mean, it's a lot of everybody got sins. Everybody got shortcomings. Everybody got that.
Yeah. So he. I mean, you know, I don't think he did enough to get in heaven, though. Is what I'm saying.
I mean, when you around here saying people got the green light to stick stuff in their ass.
I mean,
I don't know what.
I'm trying to be progressive, man. This is we trying to get checks now, so we got to be progressive.
Okay.
It can't be archaic.
We insurance people?
No, not yet. You could be flow if they start sending checks. We start doing progressive commercials for their ass.
No, okay. I just want to know. But yeah, no, purgatory is not where you want to be. You want to go to heaven. That's what we live in this life for, to live again in heaven, not in purgatory or, you know, be tortured in hell.
Mm. Sounds like a win to me. That's the same thing I said. I just wanted to make sure because I was saying Gandhi. So, like, Gandhi was one that we brought up. He said that Gandhi is in heaven. I said Gandhi's not in heaven because Gandhi was a racist. And he's saying, but he saved 10,000 people, so that should be enough.
A billion people.
That should be enough.
Yeah, Gandhi got.
I mean, I'm with you on this one. It's all right.
Gandhi is not in heaven.
No, I mean, it's like.
So MLK can't get in, Gandhi can't get in. Okay, we.
I mean, it's whatever. At least that ain't my job, so I'm good on that.
Exactly.
As long as they punch my card and say, Bridget, your seat is here, then I'm good.
Oh, speaking of that, since you want to say your name, who is, look at this, on this Cash App thing. What is this?
What are you talking about?
Why your name say?
I don't know, because I swiped my card at the hair store, at the hair salon, and the dude who does my hair, I swiped my card, and then when I went and put myself in Cash App, it had me already as a client. And then they had me down for NOLA like I was from New Orleans. And so I was like,
client? I was like, oh, what's the hell going on here?
Nigga, did you get the money or not?
It's in there. I don't know what to do with it. It's just in there. It's in purgatory.
It's in purgatory. You better tell you better cash out.
Hilarious. Hilarious, man. Get to your keeper 100. You stupid.
Oh, man.
Let me take my child a chip right.
All right, man. All right, Queen Jones.
To the millions.
And millions. And millions.
Appreciate you kicking it with us.
Yeah. Man, we're keeping 100 this week, man. Tired of these niggas starting podcasts and not keeping up with them. Wow. Yeah, man. I'm getting tired of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad the podcast wave has came and gone because everybody was coming out with podcasts. But it don't make sense for you to come out with a podcast, come out with about 1, 2, 3 episodes, and then you stop. Then like 3, 4 weeks go by, you might do one. Oh man, I apologize for that, man. But blah 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 blah. Nah, man, listen, you got to be dedicated to this podcast shit if you want to do it, man. People come in, they like to listen to your shit. If they listen to your shit, they want to hear your shit on a regular schedule. You can't come out here, you know what I'm saying, do some shit, you know what I'm saying, then stop. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to a lot of niggas. I ain't talking to my real podcast niggas like Dr. Brace and everybody over there. I ain't talking to the, you know, Glenn and her pod. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Glenn and her podcast. I ain't talking to who else I listen to. You listen to any podcasts already?
Not really. No.
Oh, see, it's already real nigga. He like, nah, nigga, I do podcasts. Do you even listen to the podcast that you do? You listen to them
when I edit it, and then that's it.
Oh, so you don't listen to them? Well, I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm listening to it to edit it. And then that's it. And I walk away from it. I'm done at that point.
See, I make people, sure. I do
the shit. Go ahead.
I said, I got you to admit that you be editing shit. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's, I mean, they know the music and shit got added at some point.
Oh, yeah.
we didn't come on and the motherfucker was saying, they are niggas every week. Tracy May, I know this motherfucker said nappyafro.com every week. So that shit got to be edited in. But I definitely don't just press record and walk away. Like, some of these people put up YouTube videos and they don't listen to the volume. And so the beginning be like, and they get to another part and you be like, you be like, God damn, nigga, you ain't listening to none of this shit? So I try and make the levels on point. But speaking to the point that you made for Keep It 100, we do this show every week.
Yeah.
As a group. As an individual, you've done this show every week pretty much since we started, for the most part. Like, even when there was no show, you recorded a show. Yeah. I don't think we need to do this fucking show every week.
Yeah.
So I definitely rock with the niggas who do a show and be like, you catch us when you catch us. But I don't like...
There's As a listener, you hate that. As a listener, you hate that.
Just be on your schedule, whatever your schedule is.
Yeah.
So if your schedule's every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever your schedule is, be on your schedule.
Yeah.
And that said, I would definitely be like, hey, nigga, 1 week we ain't doing a show. We got coming up in about 2 weeks, we ain't doing a show.
Well, Sal Wright won't be on the show.
Sal Wright won't be doing the show, right. That's so then however Jerm get that motherfucker up is how Jerm gonna get it up.
I'm sending to Beezy, man. He'll put it up.
Yeah, you know, Beezy came back and he back on the squad and he ain't fucking around. But I don't know that you have to do the show every week. Any show.
Man, it's all right. See, you're not a podcast listener. See, that's why, you know. Yeah, man.
Like there was shows that we got into that are we naming names? Do we name names? I guess we name names.
All right.
The Gordon Gartrell show, which was dope. It was Fonte's podcast. Yeah. But it was like once every 7 months.
Yeah, it was Blue Moon. Like,
and then you got another one. You'd be like 2 or 3 shows in a row where it'd be like every week. You're like, oh, cool. And then you wouldn't hear from the niggas for like another 6 months. And I get it. But it was frustrating. It was frustrating as shit.
See? Yeah. But now he got a show with Questlove. On Spotify or something like that, or Pandora. So Pandora, I'm sorry. So
oh, wow.
Yes, Questlove and Fonte got a pod. I forgot what it's called, the name of it. But yeah,
you have a job where you work, you know, 8 hours a day or some shit like that. Where do you listen to podcasts, or do you listen to it at work because you're back where you at doing your job?
I listen to work. Yeah, I listen at work. Yeah.
See, that's the part. So at my job, I can't really listen to podcasts because I take calls. So every time I get to, you know, where it's quiet, then I got to stop to take a call. That gets hard to listen to and keep up with. But then during the day, like when I'm driving, I want to listen to music. I don't want to listen to audiobooks. I don't really want to listen to podcasts. I want to listen to music. And when I'm in the gym, I want to listen to music. So I don't really know how people live their life where they can just rock podcasts all day. My wife does that shit. My wife listens to podcasts and she takes calls. And I'm like, I don't get it. How do you keep up with what the fuck you listen to when you take calls?
Just pause. Pick up where you
But don't you lose track of what the fuck? Like if you get in the middle of a conversation and you got a call coming in and you got to solve some problem and then you got to come back to the podcast, don't that just get aggravating? Don't you have to rewind and catch back up again?
It's not that hard.
I don't know, man. When I worked for the graphic design job and I was just designing all day, I could listen to anything. I had like 6 or 7 podcasts I listened to, and that was fine because my workload was the same. But I guess unless you live in New York or you work where Jern works, you can't listen to podcasts all day. Be Easy does it, and Be Easy takes calls, but he don't really do shit at work. So
nah, this nigga fucking edit, you know, post women. I mean, he does so much, download movies and shit. Like, what the fuck?
This nigga got the best job in the world, bro. He watches movies.
He be at work by himself. Like, nobody be there with him.
That nigga has the best job, dog. He watch movies. He makes posts. He listens to albums. He does reviews. He watches wrestling. Like, and this is all getting paid. I think that's it. I just want to be like Be Easy when I grow up. That's it. Who's your winners and losers this week?
My winners, man. My Tom Brown, Gladiators, man. The whole organization, man. My parents, my kids, man. All the kids that played for me every year before this, man. Just everybody that's been affiliated with us throughout the years, man. All y'all my winners, man, because we finally did it, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, my special group of parents that been with me, you know what I'm saying, every year. They had a kid on my team every year. I've been coaching. I ain't going to say their names, you know what I'm saying, but they know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. And that's about it, man.
You got any losers this week?
My losers this week, man, Tyrese, man. Tyrese was singing Let's Get It On, and he dedicated it to his daughter. Yeah, that shit was weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't know if he was dedicating a performance or it's just bad timing, Tyrese. Tyrese been, he's been having an interesting few weeks. So, you know, this whole baby mama court case thing got him on edge. So, you know, shout out to Tyrese, man. You know.
So he's trying to get custody of his daughter or something?
Trying to get custody, man. Getting fleeced by his baby mom for like $14K a month. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, he don't get to see his daughter. He just want to see her. He flying planes over to school saying, baby, daddy loves you. You know what I'm saying? With the plane. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, man. That's rough, man. Keep your head up, Tyrese. Shit. My losers this week. I don't have any winners. My losers this week are the fucking Texans. After the owner, because the owner comes out and says we can't have the inmates running the prison, is what the fuck he said, talking about players kneeling and shit. And they turned around and played. They turned around and played. A lot of them took knees, but they played. I don't understand how you play for a motherfucker after that. Also, my losers is the Dallas Cowboys. Same situation. Jerry Jones says anybody who doesn't stand for the anthem, actually, what he said was anybody who kneels for the anthem doesn't get paid or doesn't play. He said they don't play. And the next week they came out and played. Y'all motherfuckers, I understand the money's coming in. I'm not telling you how to live your life, but as a fucking man, you got to stand up for that shit, bro.
So it's all right. You do this and you get cut, then what?
You find another fucking job. If you're NFL talent, there's another player, there's another team that needs you. Okay. You find another job. It shouldn't be that hard. Or, you know, you've made enough money, maybe you find another career.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, if he did that, if he walked out, they somebody else would have picked him up quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. From what I've heard, he's on track to be not only rookie of the year, but they're talking about him in the MVP race. Is he playing that well?
Hey, man, Deshaun Watson has had the greatest 7-game start of any career of any quarterback in NFL history.
Are you serious?
Yes, man, it made it through like how many touchdowns? Like 19 touchdowns, man. The man is fucking balling out, bro. I got him on my fantasy team, man. This man is killing it, man. Like, yo, I'm talking about 30 points a week, man. This nigga Deshaun Watson a beast, man.
Are you fucking serious?
Man, what, man? This man's playing some amazing football, bro. Like, they, like, bro, like, you should, the Texans offense, before they put him in there, like, it's just, man.
Because they started with that nigga Savage or something, right?
Yeah, they started with us, with Savage, and then, yeah, they just took his ass out, like, at halftime, put Watson in, and the offense just came alive, and, man, he just been growing up in front of our eyes, man. It's been, you know, I don't feel bad about, look, it's all right. Tell me this, ain't boycotting the NFL. If you watching the NFL on the illegal stream, you're not supporting the NFL, my nigga.
You're not. And so
think about it. You can't poke a hole through that. It's all right.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying. I'm saying you're not.
Okay.
You're not. That's. I had a similar conversation. We're talking about, again, this is about shoes. There is the Dornbecker shoes, which goes to a children's hospital. The children design it. They get auctioned, and then the shoes that you buy, a certain amount of money goes back to the hospitals. Somebody was saying that if you buy them from resellers, you're doing it because you want to support the cause. And I'm like, nigga, once you buy something from the seller, that's the end of the money going back to anywhere. So if you still love football and you didn't want to support football, you could buy a Madden, a used copy of Madden, because that's not going back to the NFL, nigga. You're buying a used copy. As long as you don't purchase any of the in-game shit, you're not supporting the league, or you're not supporting the goddamn sport. If you're watching football on a legal stream, you're not supporting the sport. As long as your ass ain't up in Buffalo Wild Wings and some other bullshit like that. Like, so no, there's no holes to poke. There's no holes to poke in that shit. So is that what you're doing? Is that what you're saying? But you weren't boycotting the league anyway, right?
I mean, but I watch it on, you know, I get it on the muscle. And I'm telling you, you could do that, and that way you can get caught up and still follow your boycott through.
Yeah, but I don't like my whole, the spirit of football is fucked up for me.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it. Still, the big hits things. Yeah.
So, I mean, my high school.
Flacco hit, man. Joe Flacco got hit so hard, man.
I saw that because I still watch Sports Nation.
Hey, you seen that motherfucker ask for the check, nigga? He got hit. But the nigga was like, check, please. The nigga was
he was done, bro. These niggas are getting fucked up this year. I saw old boy break his leg. The Cowboys player, I forget who it was.
Oh, yeah.
That shit
the dude is Texans, man. He just, his fucking knee buckled last week. He caught a touchdown, man. His fucking knee. Oh, my God, bro. I was like, this shit hurt my knee when I seen it.
This shit is crucial, man. This shit is crucial. I was about to say something, but I fucking forgot. Oh, yeah. So my high school is having, they're like in one of the biggest games that the school's ever had. It's one of they're actually, ESPN and some of these other sports stations are calling this one of the best high school matchups in the 2000s. Apparently there's like 10 or 12 D1 players and somewhere around 100 scholarships on the table, like between the two schools. But for me, I'm still like, okay, good for y'all, but I'm not watching that shit. There's too many cats out here getting fucked up in the black community on this dream of trying to make it to the league to play for niggas that own the prison. I can't do it. But props to y'all, man. That's y'all thing. You want to give our shout-out so we can get up out of here?
I mean, man, shout-out to the staff, man. Beezy, GQ Blue, Saul Wright, Short T.
Short T.
Shout-out to the – what's this? We got a new guy on staff, man. He wrote a review for the I think Big Crit or something coming. The Big Crit is coming. It's a double album, so, you know, we're going to see. The one and only, I think that's his name or something. The only one, I can't, you know.
I mean, you're giving him a shout-out. You got to have that on point.
I mean, I just said shout-out to him. You know, I think it's the one and only or something like that. He got one of them funny millennial names, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah. And shout-out to Rulo myself, Dr. Abrasive, everybody over there at the Doc Network. Shout-out to Pevy J from B-More, Steph B-More. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, RT3, who else? Fucking Rick James, bitch, MJ Money 9S, Stax, anybody else, man, if I forget your name, man. Blame the mind, not the heart.
At some point, we got to get more music on this goddamn show since we're a music podcast, goddammit. But I have been listening to some music.
All right. Look, matter of fact, I'm glad you said that. Go in the email, right? And look under, let me see,
I'm gonna forward this email to you, dog. This nigga here, like, I like this nigga, bro. Like, this song, I'm gonna forward it to you right now. Okay, there we go. I'm gonna say it out loud. All right, I just forwarded you that. This little nigga name is, he sent it in the damn mail. His name Matthew Hall. That's what it said. He was like, yo, what is up, Nappy Afro? My name is Matt Hall, and I'm a rapper out of Detroit, Michigan. God damn. We shit on Detroit a lot. So this is a favorite of Detroit right here. This is King Germ saying, you know, ain't it's all love, because if we ever have to come to Detroit, I don't want no problems. He said, I started rapping when I was in 10th grade, stopped, and then started back my senior year. At first, I was just doing it for me, but you know the story. My friend said, bro, people need to hear this. You kind of sound like J. Cole. So right now, I'm trying to see how good I really am and get hurt. And his Twitter is M_3_ who knows, Millennial Hall, H-A-3-L's. But yeah, I forwarded this all right. I want to play it on the Frocast just to see, you know, what you think, what the people think, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like the little young nigga, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? So, since we don't play no music, this I hit a hell no, you know, without the intro, so cause all right, don't want to edit that shit in there.
I didn't want to edit the fucking song on there either, but now you done put it on the fucking audio. So now, man.
You ain't gotta look. You can just add the link. He got a SoundCloud link. Just add it to the post, man. How about that?
That nigga term, love making work for other niggas.
I mean, I'm the idea guy, man. Damn, man. Y'all, like, I be asking y'all to create the fucking Taj Mahal or something. Man, I be asking y'all to do little things, make a shirt with this on.
If it's little things, then you do it, goddammit.
I don't know, have the know-how. Like,
then that's it. That's the end of the conversation. Right. You know, if you don't know how to do it, you can't tell me how easy it is if you don't know how to do it.
But y'all make it look easy. Y'all just...
That's not the fucking point. If you don't know how to do it, you can't tell me how easy it is.
Maybe I've been spoiled by being around some dope ass niggas, and y'all make hard shit look easy. But excuse me for, like, you know what I'm saying, mate? Because I'll be like, oh, I say something like that one day. You saw, right? You came through with the shirt so fast. And I was just like, see, my nigga Saul got him fucking inspired. That nigga threw the shirts out. I'm like, yo, soon we got through, 15 minutes later, he was like, yo, what you think about this? And I was like, damn, man, that nigga saw right fast as a motherfucker. So excuse me for goddamn thinking my nigga's just dope as fuck. You know, that's my problem. I think my nigga's dope as fuck, and my niggas have shown me that they dope as fuck. So when I be like, yo, da-da-da-da, them niggas get on me, so I don't understand this.
You're not excused. And Mr. Hall, Mr. Matt Hall, if your song makes it on this show, you can thank Germ.
No, you can thank Saul Wright because he did the work.
Don't thank me. Thank Germ, because, nigga, it ain't going to happen all the time. So if it happens, there you go. Can I get back to my fucking point?
Goddamn, man. Go ahead, Saul Wright.
Damn, man. Listen to some music. There's a chick out there called Her. H.E.R. She's got a good album that's out there. 112 came out with another album. That shit is dope. They got Faith on there. They got Jagged Edge on there. So definitely check that shit out.
You know, there's a him too, right?
What do you mean?
You know, Her makes her album, and it's a dude named Him. He kind of jacked her swag and, like, answered.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, so Her and Him are beefing.
You bullshitting, right?
I'm not bullshitting. Check it out, nigga. Real life.
So, it's like, but is it an official album, or is it a nigga on the streets?
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't selling it because, you know what I'm saying, but he... You know?
There is a Him. Yeah, there's an artist named Him. That's interesting. I never heard of that. So I'm going to listen to that shit too. Daniel Caesar's got an album out. That's pretty dope. That Crit came out. What you think about that Crit?
I'm trying to get through it, man. This is something about Crit. Me a little boring to me, man. Like, I'm trying to get through it without hating. So I'm going to have to be in a good space and just listen to it. Because when I was just listening to it at work the other day, I was just like, this is not catching me, bro. Like, I was just like, I wasn't all up and joy like everybody was. I was just like, I don't see it. So I'm going to let it grow on me, man. I'm not going to give up on it yet, but you know, I'm trying to make it through it.
He made like two or three songs in a row about them subs, though, nigga. You talk about me, about munchies, munchies for your bass. That nigga loves bass more than me.
Yeah. And them songs be sick.
He likes, Boyz II Men has an album out that's acapellas and doo-wop shit. If you're interested in that, that's a decent album. Blue in Exile got another album out that I listened to a couple tracks. That's dope as well. And there was one other album that I'm, I'm blanking on right now. Ty Dolla $ign came out with an album. If you like Ty Dolla $ign's previous stuff, this is different. He's not rapping and swagging. He's singing, and I'm not a fan of that particularly. But, you know, it is what it is, man. It's a busy week in music. But make sure y'all check that her out. I'm going to check out that him. And check out that 112. That 112 is dope. Like, if you look at 112, how do you rank 112? Like, as a group, where do you put them? Boyz II Men, New Edition, 112? Like, is it that high?
112, which you mean their album?
The group.
Oh, I mean, they one of the R&B groups of the night, so they up there, like, 112, Jagged Edge. I mean, you know, they ain't on Jodeci. You know, Jodeci the GOATs. You know what I'm saying? Then you got, you know, and you know, like Boyz II Men was like too poppy, so they ain't, you know, they a great group, don't get me wrong, but I can't put them, they ain't got their R&B hip-hop thing going on with them like that. You know, they lost that once they got rid of Michael Bivins, but I got, yeah, they dope. I like a lot of 112 music. It's like, I think I like Jagged Edge a little more, though.
That's the Atlanta in you, bro, because I'm not a Jagged Edge fan at all.
They both Atlanta, though. That's what I'm saying.
That is true, but I feel like 112's music is better than Jagged Edge. Jagged Edge has been making the same song their entire career.
I mean, I think Jagged Edge got some hits. I mean, 112 got some hits, too.
Yeah, but Jagged Edge, you can literally play all of their top hits over the track of the other one, and it will work perfectly. It's the exact same song. It's the exact same song. There's got to be a YouTube video for that that shows Jagged Edge songs play all over each other. But 112, if I'm looking at their albums, this one is probably their third best album, I'm thinking. 112, Room 112, and then this one. It's Q, Mike, Slim, and Duran, so check that out. I think that covers all the music. We should get a check for that. And we got to get more music in here on the show. I'm just saying. We got to make that happen. So, Mr. Matt Hall, if your song makes it, there you go. If it don't, it's not hate against you. It's hate against doing extra work. But that's what it is, man. This is episode 277 of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alice McKeaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. And we will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Peace. Nappy Afro.